Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host today. Butch Paul is joining us to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Wednesday, May 2nd, 2018. Dave Allen is still having a little difficulty health-wise, so prayers for a speedy recovery. Hopefully, he'll be able to join us next week. We'll just have to see how he's recuperating, and I will keep you posted. And so I would like to thank Pastor Butch Paul for standing in for Dave. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon. I can't do what he does, and I know that, but I'll do the best I can be me. How's that?
Yeah, that's just perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Well, you know,
on Wednesday, since this is your first Wednesday program, we always have for the first segment Wendy Wilson. So she'll be joining us right after the market report.
All right.
So let's go ahead and get to that market report today. And we're looking at gold. It tried to break away. We had a high of $1,314. Last half hour of trade, markets dropped. Dollar got a little bit stronger, and we saw a little bit of weakness in gold. So it's holding at $1,305. Silver was up 20 cents today at $16.44. Platinum was up a buck at $898, and palladium was up 16 at $967. The USDX today is up 0.31 at 92.77, and we have crude oil up 0.41 at 67.66. And the paper markets today, they had the Dow down 174 points. It was, it didn't break down. I mean, the Feds came out, they're not increasing rates, they're holding, and it didn't seem to rattle the markets at all until, you know, again, the last half hour of trade, they decided to take a reversal to the downside. So again, the Dow down 174 points at 23,924. The NASDAQ is down 29 points at 7,100. And the S&P is down 19 at 2,635. The euro is 119, so that broke down through the 120 level. And 10-year yield, 2.96%, 2.96% down 0.01. So there wasn't any, a lot of things are going on, and everything is focused on, well, D.C. and what's going on, and we'll talk all about that in the second and third segment of today's program. But first, we have Wendy Wilson joining us from Apothecary Herbs. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melody. And Butch Paul?
Yes. How are you, Wendy?
I'm good. We missed the topic we wanted to cover last week. We ran out of time on the person who was calling in about bronchitis. I thought we'd catch up on that, if that's okay.
That's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Well, I know there's a lot of people out there that have these coughs that don't want to go away, and they're really what they're called dry coughs. They're not producing any kind of mucus, and doctors are really at a loss to know what to do. Actually, there was a TV host, Rachel Rezentra, out on the West Coast, and she got this persistent cough, and she went to her physician, who has said, get this, he says he thinks it's chemtrail lung. That's what he calls it. He says there's a lot of particulates in the chemtrails that he thinks are irritating and inflaming people's respiratory systems.
That's interesting that someone at least finally admits to the problem.
I know. I mean, I was surprised, you know, a medical doctor would do that, you know, but he says, you know, he's seen enough of it that that's his personal and professional opinion. And he actually said so on her show. She actually taped him. I didn't catch the doctor's name, though. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. So if you get a persistent cough, if it's not from chemtrail stuff, I think it may be more environmental. So you might want to check if you had any new carpet installed or any new flooring or materials. A lot of people come in and have remodeling done, and they don't realize the new product materials, you know, they can be allergic to it. So think about those things as well.
And, you know, also animals.
Yes. Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, they'll actually be in an apartment or a rental property that had pets in it, and they don't have any pets. And they say, well, I don't have any pets, but maybe there's dander and hair in the carpet if it's in there. So that stuff gets down in there. Carpets harbor a lot of particulates. All you have to do is remove carpet and see it all going to float up into the air. Most carpet installers now wear masks. Have you noticed that?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So all these glues and adhesives for things like carpet, linoleum, they all can cause reactions. So people need to be aware of their environment.
Well, it is very much known as far as the military-grade fuel. They will admit, and that's why your commercial airlines are not supposed to use that. They have special fuels, but it's been, you know, often reported that your airlines will purchase this fuel because it is cheaper. They can purchase it from the government cheaper, and that is one of the main reasons that they don't like these commercial airlines to use this military-grade fuel, because it does cause to your lungs. It does give,
yeah.
It is an irritant. And so there's probably lots of reasons. I mean, allergy season is, I talked to you prior to the coming out of the program, and today my car was green. It went from white to green. So it certainly is.
Yes, you know, a lot of people get the sinusitis, you know, because it starts with a reaction to pollen and things, and it drips down, and all of a sudden they got bronchitis. And I like the Echinacea Deluxe, that formula that we have, because it really helps drain the sinuses, so you get rid of that drip risk, and then you won't get the bronchitis. So there are things you can do out there if you don't want to. If you don't want to go to the doctor's office and you don't want to do antibiotics, there are alternatives to select from. So that's at thepowerherbs.com. But there are herbs that can help with respiratory inflammation. There's a lung congestion kit also on the website. People want to check that out. But you have tools and you have options out there, and just be aware of what you may be allergic to. Well, I thought, since we have kind of covered that, we were kind of go to the next topic, which is one of these practical yet important herbs that doesn't get a lot of press, Melanie. You know, it's just not in the spotlight, but it is valuable. There are some very valuable herbs that really don't get as much attention as, let's say, the herbs for the heart or for the immune system and detoxing. And one of these herbs is really people consider it a weed in their yard, and they'll get rid of it with a herbicides and stuff. So it's really mullein. Have you heard of mullein?
I can't say that I have.
Well, actually what's growing here in the United States now is the European variety. It was brought over to North America during the 18th century, and it's really the Latin name is Verbascum therapus, and its common name, it comes from the root word mullus, which means soft, because the leaves are very soft. Actually, the Native American Indians, when they were introduced to it after the Europeans settled here, they used mullein leaf as foot pads to soothe their tired feet. And pioneers would pick it and use it as toilet paper. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Soft.
So soft. So the Europeans used mullein basically for a lot of respiratory conditions and for diarrhea. And one of the things I remember most about hearing about mullein when I was in herb school is it works wonders on glands. So glands can become overworked and exhausted, and then they can swell and become infected. Anybody that has mononucleosis will attest to swollen, sore glands. And so there are some lovely benefits to using mullein for countering those things. Like, it reduces the swelling and irritation of glands. It tends to take the metabolic stress off the gland and soothes it. So any kind of gland, prostate gland, thyroid gland, it will soothe your glands. It pairs well with immune system herbs to help remove infection from glands. You can add another herb called lobelia to mullein for glands that may not be discharging or dissolving waste matter, because a lot of people forget our glands are filters. It's part of the immune system, and it helps to get rid of debris and waste material. Okay. Can you think of a gland that may do that in your mouth?
I don't know, your saliva?
Tonsils.
I don't know.
Tonsils.
Tonsils.
Ah. Tonsils are a filtering gland, and they're the only gland that manufactures an antibody for polio. Yep. So whenever
did not know that.
Yeah. So when you saw them taking tonsils out because they felt there was not necessary, then you saw the polio epidemic. So now you can add St. John's wort to mullein for ringing in the ears. It's good for tinnitus. And you can use it topically. It will soothe skin, helps it heal, excellent for wounds, poisonous bites and you know, bee stings, spider bites and stuff like that that irritate skin. You can also make it into a tincture, and if you use it with garlic juice, you can add it to the garlic juice for ear infections, because your ear canal is lined with glands. That's the glands make the earwax, okay? So any irritation and swelling in the ear canal, the mullein will take care of for you. Women that are postpartum, right after childbirth, it reduces any swelling and pain in the genital area for them. And if you apply it topically to joints that are inflamed, it'll help take the inflammation out of joints. So mullein's very practical, but important, really is.
Well, does it grow in a certain part of the country, or is it, or can it be found in?
No, it's grown. It's pretty much grown all over the United States. I mean, it's kind of drought resistant. I was going to get to that part where if you want to grow it, this is how you can do it. But real quick, Europeans tend to use the mullein for coughs and sore throats. So if you got bronchitis issues out there, like our caller last week wanted us to cover, you might want to check out some mullein for that. It's good for croup and asthma, and it pairs well with lobelia for those things. So mullein, basically, its power comes from its medicinal properties, and it has an astringent quality to it, so it shrinks swollen tissue. It's a diuretic, so it helps move fluids out and with that debris and waste material. It has a mucilaginous type of quality, so it soothes. It has a lot of tannins and saponins that soothe inflamed tissue, and it has an antispasmodic effect as well as the anti-inflammatory benefit. And the reason they used it for diarrhea is because it helps regulate digestive flora, and it reduces bowel transit time. So, it's helpful for regulating that bowel function. If you got diarrhea, I like to add slippery elm. That stops diarrhea real quick, like in 15 minutes. So,
really?
Yeah.
Do you have a tendency, so many oftentimes, when people have that issues, they'll take something, and the next thing you know, you can't go for 2 days.
Right. Slippery elm doesn't work like that. I even give it to pets. My daughter-in-law has a chihuahua that has very sensitive digestion. She'll get, diarrhea, once in a while, and she'll just give her a little squirt of slippery elm, and that stops everything from happening that way. So so it's safe for pets. It's got a lot of nutrition. Mullein is high in calcium, iron, magnesium, manganese, niacin, phosphorus, vitamins A and C, lots of flavonoids, and the antioxidant silymarin, similar to milk thistle for the liver. It has antiseptic qualities, so it has a lot of antibacterial compounds to it to help disinfect. And it's antiviral. Actually, science reports mullein has a lot of compounds that will fight herpes simplex virus type 1 and also influenza A strain. So just, if you got the cold and flu, you got immune boosting, you might want to add some mullein there. Also, get this, it's anti-dandruff when you apply it topically.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I know. It's just like, it doesn't just do one thing. Most of these herbs have multiple benefits, and I just love them. So getting to the growing part, if you intend to grow mullein, if you got like an herb garden going, if you want to do that, it's going to attract pollinators. So you're going to get bees and butterflies in your garden. It does have a stalk shoot, and it has bright colored flowers in the center stalk. So it kind of likes full sun, but it can grow in shady areas. It doesn't need a lot of watering, so it can get by on very little watering. And you should plant mullein, though, away from fruit trees and any of your vegetables, because it can attract what we call weevils. and they can eat up your plants. It'll attract ladybugs and thrips, and gardens don't need those kind of bugs. And you also want to be aware, those little rosette flowers on the center stalk contain over 1,000 seeds, and they get scattered by the wind. So you don't need to plant a whole lot of mullein to get started. In other words, you'll get a whole bunch the next season.
Yeah, I didn't know if this was something like you'd find like dandelion, or you know.
Yeah, it's kind of you know, it spreads quickly like that. So you know, kind of hard to contain. So you might want to, you know, plant it far away from your garden, that your vegetable garden and your fruit and nut trees and things like that. Now the FDA does include mullein on its mullein leaf and flower on its safe list, but you want to avoid the seeds. You don't ever want to use them medicinally. You use them just to grow with. Pregnant nursing women can use mullein topically, but should avoid ingesting any herb, because there's not enough known about how it would affect pregnancy and nursing at this point. Also, people that have a sensitivity to herbs, just like foods, you need to discontinue use of mullein if you produce anything like skin irritation, breathing problems, and other types of reactions. So, you should avoid using any mullein seed. If it shows up on a list in a formula, you shouldn't take it, because the seeds are really, really potent and can be quite toxic. So. Avoid the seeds. So, but it's very, very common. Most herb companies do offer some type of mullein product in a liquid extract or tincture form. It usually is going to be most efficient rather than capsules and tablets. It's just faster acting. But herb companies like to make tinctures in one day. They skip the aging process. And when they do that, it produces herbs that are exposed to heat, and heat will pretty much destroy the medicinal value. So potency is sacrificed when you have a process that exposes herbs to heat. So that's why at Apothecary Herbs, we don't use any heat. We cold press, and it preserves the potency and creates really a professional strength formula, which tends to be a game changer.
Well, yeah, and knowing, I mean, you could take something, if you don't have something full strength like what you produce, mm-hmm. you could go out and take some, and it's not going to do anything, or it might not work as well. I mean, and then you'll just go on to something else and
right.
so forth. So having something that's full strength the way you do is very important.
Yeah, well, we add it to the emotional stress formula. The prostate tincture has it, obviously. We have it sold separately as a single formula if you want it by itself, and you can add it to your garlic juice or your Lobelia Relax formula for any of those congestion issues and earaches and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's lots of ways to do it.
Give us some contact.
Oh, sure. They can call for a free product catalog at Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, or visit us at thepowerherbs.com. Thanks. See you next week.
Thank you, Wendy. It's a pleasure as always, and we'll be back in just a few short minutes right after these commercials.
We will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter, and you can listen to these programs archived on a long-term basis. So, and now we're joined with Pastor Butch Paul, and Wendy always does such a fantastic job.
She taught me something. I'm not anxious to get diarrhea, but I'm anxious to see how the slippery elm works.
Yeah.
You know, I really am. I mean, we have, and I can't remember what you call it, a pill you take that does help eliminate it, but I'd rather do something natural if at all possible. Ammonium, I think it's ID or AD you take for that, but I want to do the slippery elm. So I'm going to call Wendy up and get a bit of Bible or a capsule, whatever it is. I want to try that.
Well, great, great. Yes, she's awesome. She really is.
And, oh, she is.
She just has a wealth of information, and you know, and she'll always advise you to always make sure you check with your doctor, so the two work together, and that's what's so important.
Well, the God who created this world gave us natural ways to heal ourselves. I mean, you know, for example, weeping willow has aspirin in the bark. Indians, yeah. Native Americans used it to make aspirin. It's a pain healer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. So, I'll be saying, along out in the backyard, I offer a book here called Backyard Medicine at the Ministry. A beautiful book, full color, 200 and some pages. Everything's in color, explains you how to pick the plant, how to use them for food or medicine. It's all explained. It's only $19.95, and it's a book that everyone should have in the library.
And you know what? It's really important, too, because we often talk about being prepared, bug out packets and so forth, and what a great book to have with you if you had to go somewhere and travel, even when you go on vacation, if you're
Absolutely.
Camping. I love to camp. You know, what a great book to take with you, you know, so you, particularly if you're traveling out of state and you're in a different area that you're not accustomed to. What a great thing to teach your children too, your grandchildren, while you're out there camping and looking for various plants and so forth.
Well,
so.
You know what milkweed is, of course. Milkweed's a great food to plant to eat and for medicine. But are you aware that milkweed, you know the seed pods that grow in milkweed? And it busts mm-hmm. open. And, okay. Did you know that you use those seed pods as a flotation devices in the vest in World War II?
Is that right?
That's right.
I did not know that.
Okay, there's not. No, I'm done for Danga. I'm quitting now.
That's a good trivia.
Okay, so anyway.
Well, today the Fed's decided to hold rates steady. They're pointing to higher inflation. They held the funds rate at a target of 1.5% to 1.75% as expected. The committee noted that overall inflation and inflation for items other than food and energy have moved close to 2%, and they've noted some improvements in the economy. Business fixed investment continue to grow. You had average hourly earnings have remained below the 3% throughout the economic recovery, most recently registering around 2.7%. We talk about that. I talk about that, how wages aren't going to rise because this is the new economy that we're in, the new types of jobs, and with technology and globalization, it's going to be very hard to, you know, they're expecting wages to rise like everything was the same as it was 20 years ago. And you'd have these, you know, various changes to the economy and we'd get these automatic wage increases. Well, it's not the same anymore. And they haven't yet changed that equation to make it to suit their numbers that they need. So, but the economic picture overall is beginning to remember that the first GDP rose just 2.3% in the first quarter. The Atlanta Fed, now they're still projecting the second quarter growth of 4.1%. And it's just like, how do you get a 4.1% out of the economy that we're having? And, you know, it's just...
It's called jumbling the figures. And that's what
The modern, you know, fuzzy math.
Just like with unemployment rate, it's only, what, 4%?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, anyone who lives anywhere in this country realizes somebody's telling a fib there.
Absolutely. What I found interesting, there was another report out today, Butch, and it was about U.S. factories, that they're showing signs of buckling from demand surge. Now, yesterday, the ISM reported that showed its main manufacturing index fell to 57.3 in April, and that's the lowest since July. So what this means is it indicates their number that expansion can remain solid, though the pace is moderating. Now, the article goes on, and it talks about how factories are having too much of a good thing, with surging demand leading to system-wide bottlenecks that's beginning to weigh on business and potentially the broader economy, meaning because these manufacturing factories are so busy, it's going to send us into a recession. And I mean, this is what this article is talking about. It said that despite robust orders, production cooled as suppliers' delivery times lengthened. They're not getting the product.
Wait a minute. If production cooled, they're not making as much, but they still got too much. I don't understand that.
They still have too much. And that's why they have too much, and that's why it's cooling, because they can't get the stuff in time to complete the jobs.
So people can order it?
Well, yeah, if you can't get the stuff, and it backlogs are mounting, material prices are picking up, so now it's going to make the prices, the materials that are picking up, and it's actually... It actually slowed hiring.
That's amazing. You know what's even sadder? Europe ran out of chicken, so KFC can't sell chicken as much.
What?
KFC in Europe is having trouble getting chicken, so they can't sell as much chicken as that they want to in Europe because they can't find chicken. So are they having a bottleneck in chickens in Europe, you reckon? Did you understand what I said? They have a chicken shortage in Europe. So okay. KFC is having a hard time finding that chicken to fix for the customers. Does that mean the chickens are bottlenecked?
Maybe.
You know, I mean, it's curious. I mean, that's supply and demand, and I don't know. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in.
Actually, I did see where the Europe, where they're trying to, with all these tariffs and so forth, that they would be, you know, trying to open that up a little bit more from the U.S. Because, the European Union didn't want, they cut back a lot of our meat and things like that because of the condition and so forth. But yeah, isn't this an article interesting about the manufacturing? So those forces that I just mentioned could restrain manufacturing. Manufacturing accounts for about 12% of the U.S. economy. And so after solid job gains and global growth spurred this wave of optimism and filled order books over the past year, but now they're showing constraints, which is going to threaten profit margins, may also blunt the effects of the $1.5 trillion tax cut for corporations and individuals. And this is what I thought was interesting. U.S. factories wait an average of 67 days for materials, matching the longest in records to 1987.
Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing. 67 days for materials.
You think they'll expand eventually and make up the slack and everybody get a smooth flow again, or that's just going to stay that way?
Well, here you have a senior U.S. economist at SocGen saying that the overall conditions are solid in manufacture right now, but there's no doubt about that, he says, but all this good news could be laying the foundation for a slowdown later on. The added costs to companies for freight, transportation, and materials, along with higher tariffs, will contribute to a slowdown or even recession. So,
wow. I never thought that angle. That's kind of a shock.
So why is it taking so long, 67 days, to get materials?
I don't know. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. So there certainly is a problem with our distribution center here in this country.
Well, I've never heard of a business being so active that it put itself out of business.
Out of business, but that's exactly what they're saying. It could lead to a bigger depression because of costs, the increased costs.
Wow. My goodness. And you know, we talked a while back about the UBI, Universal Basic Income.
Uh-huh.
You know, Finland dropped it, right?
Correct.
Well, guess what? Americans are all excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Political philosopher and economist Carl Wunderquist remembers a poll from 10 years ago that showed only 12% of Americans approved of a universal basic income. That's changed, and quickly. Today, 48% of Americans support it. The survey looked at universal basic income as a solution for America's two lost jobs to automation. Represents an enormous increase in support, said associate professor at Georgetown University in Qatar and an advocate for the universal basic income. So it really looks promising. 46% support for the UBI, 48% is support for that. But on top of that, Bernie Sanders' idea of government guaranteed jobs for all is now receiving 46% favor. Melody, how in the name of goodness can people be so ignorant to think that this would ever change anything for the better? And on top of that, he's going to guarantee health insurance for everyone. And the other talk about guaranteed health insurance for everybody in the world. Not us, but the whole world doing it together. But then when he wants, Sanders wants 20, wants jobs for everybody with guaranteed health benefits. And almost half the nation supports it.
Well, you know, this nation is, you know, divided in half. You get half of the people that get a check already from government, and you have the other half that works. And, you know, it's these the youth, the millennials, they love Bernie Sanders. I remember during the last election, you know, everybody, all these young kids were walking around with Bernie Sanders T-shirts, and they wanted free college. They want everything free. They think it's great.
Yeah,
they think it's wonderful. And well, so, you know, they can't get jobs on their own. They need help for this. They need help for that.
They can't even write their name.
They can't even write their name.
Now, that's the truth. And I know personally family members, and they're excellent young ladies, and not unintelligent at all. But they're in high school operating at a fourth grade level.
Mm-hmm.
And fourth grade level today was what? Kindergarten 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So you see, this is really, really sad. But people are so... I don't know what. I shared an article, I think, last week on the broadcast, and mentioned on mine too, that an article was written about the government is replacing religion. You don't need God when you have government. And people, seriously, they turn away from God and turn to government, which is what we're warned against in Jeremiah 17:5, another place in the Bible, in Proverbs 23. You don't do that. But we have, so we don't need God. So we have a godless society who trusts Bernie Sanders.
Well, we were taught when we were children, you know, I think we talked about this earlier in the week, that there is no free lunch. Somebody
That's
has
right.
to pay for it. And if it doesn't get paid for, We all know the outcome, but this is something that is certainly this universal basic income is supported by, you know, your tech leaders, your Zuckerbergs, your Gates, your Apple and so forth, because they know technology is going to take jobs away, and the government has not addressed this problem, as they won't until it slaps them in the face. And in the meantime, you have people that are getting replaced. You know, you hear a lot about retraining people. What are they going to retrain them for?
Well, China is said is leading the way in the robot industry, which will wipe out millions of jobs in China. Would that happen here too? I mean,
Absolutely.
Think about it. I mean, if they can do it with a machine, people have to have something to live on, so instead of we'll call it welfare, they'll call it UBI. They won't need people any longer. I know it sounds really weird, but it's true. And now there's a company out that said in I think 2050, maybe we'll no longer have to be together as man and woman to have children. We'll give them out of a test tube. Remember that old song in the year 2525?
Yes, I do.
Well, there you go. They're talking about you can design your own baby in a test tube. So we got robots doing the jobs. We don't need to come together and have children anymore, you know, and do it all for fun. We don't even have to worry about having children. We can design them for you. Melanie, that is absolutely scary.
You know, it truly is. And, you know, when you think about these things, I'm going to bring it back to today and to the finances. How do people think that their dollar is going to buy what it did? I mean, to get there, what has to happen today? And that truly is a collapse of this system. They can't get there without collapsing the system.
No, they can't. And of course, they'll put a dollar eventually on some kind of debit card or something. Cash will be done away with, obviously. They're working on that right now. They want to do it desperately to control the people. So, as it did in China with the social credit, if you don't behave, you can't do anything. Why not do that with UBI? If you don't behave yourself, we're not going to give you money this month.
That's right. And what they'll do is they'll collapse the system, and then they'll come to, and, you know, legislation was already talked about after 2008. You know, we'll give you an annuity. They don't call it an annuity. It'll be a nicer, prettier term. But you'll never have to worry about your money again. You'll never have to worry about outliving your money. And that is what they will be promoting, as we have the baby boomers that are retiring by the, you know, truckloads. So that's what they'll say. Every baby boomer out there is scared they're going to outlive their money.
Oh, yes.
And so, yes. You know, they'll take care of it for you.
Take care of you as long as you obey the masters. You'll have food on the table and health care or whatever. And if you're not, and when you get old enough, we'll just euthanize you, so you don't have to worry about, you know, burdening anybody else.
Yeah. So if you become a useless eater, you know, your history. You know, what do you think this push on all this DNA testing is for?
There you go. Yes.
I mean, it's frightening. And it's really also frightening that we're out of time for this segment already. And we'll be back right after a few short moments.
Just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. And going into the break, we were talking about the universal basic income, and in order for them to usher in all this new technology for your benefit, for your convenience, it's all good for you, they're going to have to collapse the current system because the two won't mesh.
They won't. They won't. You know. And stop. Think about it. Is it direct us into the biblical mark of the beast? Now, that's something that people don't think about much anymore. But obviously, it is. If mankind can control your livelihood, they pretty much control you, don't they?
Absolutely, they do. And you know, we're seeing it with, you know, we have the baby boomers who go from, you know, the property taxes. They can't die in a lot, some do, but there's a lot that can't die in their homes anymore because of the property taxes become too expensive. They move into a nursing home. You know, the nursing home is going to strip you of every, you know, penny that they can find.
That's
and
right.
then they turn to the government to pay until you pass away. Well, you know, they're going to stop that once you can't live in your home anymore. These nursing homes are going to be all, you know, there's not going to be enough of them. They'll just decide to say and create an accident for you.
Or don't do that. Just, you know, for the sake of the patient, we'll just let him, put him to sleep and let him rest, you know, go to sleep, euthanize. Just what we'll down to murder.
Right,
well, we murder unborn babies. Why not murder old folks? It's the same thing.
And you know what, though, Pastor Butch? I've had conversations where people accept that.
I know they do. I know they do.
It's okay. Because it's like, well, you're old. What do you have to do to society? What can you give back to society? And you are consuming. And it should be left for the young folks.
The Bible answers that also when you hate God, you love death. The people that hate God love death. They have no morals left. And people say what they want to. If you're about euthanasia and murdering unborn babies, whatever, you don't love God. You're a hater of God and His law and His love and His teachings. So it's fulfilling Scripture. The less God we have in society, the more we're involved in demonic, evil ways and perversion in every way possible, and sexual perversion, all kinds of perversion, thievery, riotous living, all that's in the Bible, and we love death. Like your lump, but that's what it is, and America's turning quickly into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
You know, but another thing, you probably saw this, Texas and six other states are suing to end DACA once and for all. You see that?
Yes, I did.
And I really like that. They're actually going to court over this. Of course, Obama brought this thing in, you know, called the Dreamers Act, I guess you put it. But they want it ended. And I'm a little bit proud of this because Texas, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, South Carolina, and West Virginia are suing to end it. And they give the Trump administration 90 days to make a new case before they move on and, you know, and they join the litigation to get it done. So I'm kind of tickled right now. West Virginia got something right for a change.
You know what's funny? Last night I watched the debate that Fox News put on in West Virginia. or those other three that are running for the Senate that I guess will challenge.
The three main ones.
So it was kind of, you know, wasn't any, but it was kind of fun to watch a debate. It's been 2 years since we've had a debate.
Wow. Well, I interviewed one of the men running for office as a Senate, U.S. Senate. Bo Copley's his name. He's running here, but he's a underdog, so to speak. He's Christian, number one. Pro-Constitution and all the other things that you can't have in, you cannot have in Washington today. The three main candidates running for office against as Republicans in the primary, I know one of them personally. He's Attorney General. He's a weasel, and I mean he's a weasel. I wouldn't trust him for good morning. And of course, Blankenship, I don't know whether he was falsely charged or not. He just got out of federal prison not too long ago for a mining accident here. So, I mean, you know, you decide. I'm going to try to support Bo Copley, obviously, but I know his chance of winning is very slim. But I have to support someone I know is going to do what's right, not someone that says they're going to do something I know that are going to do something else. And you vote for lesser of evil, you still got evil. So I'm going to vote for the one that's best in the box. Period. That's Bo Copley.
Why wasn't he on the debate last night?
He's not big enough. You have to reach a certain number in a poll before you can be on that debate.
That's how they keep it wrong.
I mean, they keep the candidates that really want to do something silent. The ones that don't have any money can't be on there. They can't, you know, produce a base, so they can't be on there to tell their side on what they want to do. That is wrong. It truly is wrong. But that's what it is. Mm. It's really wrong. So an underdog has very little chance. And with all that's happening in the country, I would like to see literally something truly change for the better. And with this last election, people did, I guess, make a change. I'm sure it shocked a lot of people that Trump ever had a chance, ever got in. And I would think they made a change because they really get tired of what's going on in the swamp, they want to call it. But I haven't seen a lot of difference. Maybe, Melody, you keep grasping at the hope. Maybe we get a few good men in the Congress, we can make some progress. It isn't going to happen. I know that, but it's always a hope, you know.
We do hope. But speaking of Washington, I guess Trump has a new lawyer. He added Emmett Flood. He's a veteran white-collar defense attorney. He's a little more aggressive than who's he's had before. And there's comments that Flood there will be no chance that he lets the president sit for an interview with Mueller. Someone said that Mueller finally has somebody who's his match. And that now there will be a fair fight. So we'll just, you know, we'll have to see how this Emmett Flood does on the president's legal team. And because of this earlier from this morning, it was all that, you know, Mueller was going to do a subpoena on Trump. He wants to talk to him you know, so it's just it's interesting. But
How long do you think they're going to flog that horse? I mean, come on. They've been with it for over a year now, and the Russians. I mean, gee whiz, ain't enough?
You'd think.
I mean, Hillary Clinton is still skating by without anything ever happening to her, and what she did was absolutely, totally unlawful. And what just charging Trump with is right now is just speculation. They had no actual proof. They did. They'd done something already.
Yep, you would think. You know, anyway. But so, you know, the saga continues. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's the drama. You know, it's another scandal day. There'll always be a scandal. You know, there's always something. You know, you know about Pruitt. You know, that spent so much money and wasted some money at the $35,000 foolproof phone booth, whatever you want to call it, and they spent $100,000 on a trip to Morocco and all this stuff. It's always a scandal because it keeps your minds and eyes off of what's going on behind the scenes. You know that.
Very true.
You know?
Very true.
And Israel is wanting to go to war with Iran and asking us now to help them. Now, that's That's very true. I mean, they want to go to war with Iran. They seriously want to go to war with Iran. They're attacking Syria already with their F-15 fighter jets, and they want the open warfare, and they're asking the U.S. to help. I don't think that'd be a very smart move on our part.
You wouldn't think so, but then again, when you look at all the connections and so forth, there's no doubt that, you know, we would be there for the... We would be dragged in.
Well, it's probably true. I'm sure it's probably true. But it's just amazing to me, though, how there's always a drama, always something going on. And you turn on ABC News, it's always something happening behind the scenes, or something happening up front that's covering something behind the scenes. And obviously, again, this Russian thing is getting a very wear thin. They're going to have to do something pretty soon, and people are just going to drop it, just lose total interest in it.
One thing that's also going on that hasn't, and no one's paid much attention to, is this the NAFTA, the rewriting of NAFTA. Of the U.S. trade chief says that it's the approval's on thin ice. And that's Robert Lighthizer. He said yesterday that if a deal to revise the North American Free Trade Agreement cannot be reached with Canada and Mexico in about 3 weeks, its approval by the U.S. Congress could be in jeopardy. They said it was too early to say whether the three countries could reach a deal in the coming days, but the negotiators were sufficiently creative and flexible. That always cracks me up. And maybe an outcome is probable, but President Trump did extend this until June 1st, the possible imposition of steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada and Mexico. Lighthizer said that the metals tariff negotiations will go hand in hand with the talks over NAFTA. Both Mexico and Canada have rejected linking the two trade negotiations, both insisting on a permanent exemption from the 25% steel tariff and 10% aluminum tariff without quotas or other conditions. So I guess they have until June 1st to finish up the deal, or here in the next couple of weeks to see what happens with NAFTA. Along with May 12th is the Iran, to see whether we're going to stay with the agreement in Iran. That deadline is May 12th. So.
Well, you know, that's a lot of little fires that could come into big fires in different directions, aren't they? I mean, they're everywhere.
They truly are. In fact, there was Mark Mobius. He's the founding partner of Mobius Capital Partners. You know, he's always on they always float him around on CNBC, you know. And this morning he says, you know, the U.S. bull market is over. He says, you know, it's been going on since 2009. He's predicting a 30 to 40% adjustment. It's going to be well over 30 to 40%.
What if it does happen? What if it goes 40%, 50%, and is that much of an adjustment? What would that mean to the common person?
It would mean that all their savings, all those who have their retirement accounts, their 401s, though, anything that's tied, a lot of your annuities are tied to the stock markets. So if you happen to be in one of those bad places, you're going to expect to lose, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70%. Then if we have a currency situation like we did in 2008, and I don't think they'd be able to bring it back like they did in 2008 because they used all their bullets. They don't have anything left. You know, and what's really funny is you hear everyone talking about, well, the Feds are raising rates, so if we go into recession, they can lower them again. How does anybody even realize or consider that to be a an indicator of what a great economy we're having? Oh, we have to raise rates because we're going to be heading into recession, so we can lower them. But as they raise the rates, it's going to create the recession. I mean, they truly are between a rock and a hard place.
They really are. And folks, I'm going to say this. You know how much I support Melody Cedarstrom, obviously. Silver and gold are at the lowest prices for a long time. And they may go a little bit lower. I don't know. But now is a buyer's market, is it not, Melody?
I've never seen a buyer's market like I've seen today.
Folks, I would recommend with everything in me. I just told her today I can't afford much, but I said, put back a pack of silver, a bag of silver. I did. I told her that today, didn't I, Melody? I told you to say
yes,
you wouldn't.
Yes, you
did.
Yes, you did.
Folks, I would very much encourage you. I don't care if it's only $50. Get what you can, because silver and gold in your possession is not going to evaporate. It'll be worth something. No matter what else happens, it'll be worth something. And maybe a whole lot more than anything else than it is right now. But Melody Seastrom will help you prepare yourself for what's happened. I am so, gosh, happy that I listened to people as I did before. It saved me. It saved my home. It truly did, folks. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188 is a phone call. It's free. Call and ask some questions. I'm telling you, as a brother in Christ, as a friend or a pastor, I don't, any way you look at it, I'm giving you advice, that's biblical advice, sound economic advice from an old hillbilly preacher, that you need to call Melody and ask, what can I afford for $200? Melody, would you help him?
I would help him.
I know you would.
I would help him. And, you know, and it is. I mean, and I think this is where people have gotten, because there's a lot of misdirection coming from various online folks who write articles and analyze and things like that, telling people they only need to have 5 or 10% of their portfolios in physical metal. And that is just so wrong. And it's just not enough. And their agenda is to get you into paper.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm advertising now that they will keep your assets for you. They'll keep them for you. You buy them, we'll keep them for you. We'll guard them for you.
Oh, don't ever let anyone. You know, the only time that someone else should hold your metals if it's in an IRA, and then it should never be a gold dealer. Why? And I've heard people tell me that well, that's another topic, and maybe that's one that we should talk about because it is important. Because I hear
Friday.
The music, and we're out of time. And we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. Give us a call, 1-800-375-4188. Thank you, Butch.
Thank you. That's too bad.